Title: Filter Envelope Stabs for Dark Core Energy Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the fastest, meanest bits of dark core energy you can drop into a drum and bass roller. The Filter Envelope Stab. This is that classic urgent chord hit that feels percussive, like it punches open for a split second and then slams shut. If you've ever heard a jungle or dark core tune where stabs feel like they're arguing with the break, that's this technique. We're doing it in Ableton Live with stock devices, and the goal is not just a cool sound. The goal is a stab that actually sits with your break and sub at 174 BPM, cuts through without turning into harsh fizz, and has performance controls so you can automate energy like a proper arrangement tool. Step 0. Set the context, because this is everything. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Load a break, amen or think style, or a modern drum loop, whatever you're writing with, then load a sub, just a simple sine or triangle is fine. Now make a new MIDI track and name it Stab. Here's the mindset. Designing stabs in solo is how you end up with a sick sound that doesn't work in the track. We want the stab to interact with the groove and leave space for the sub. Now step 1. Choose your stab source. You've got two solid routes. Option is a synth stab. Clean, flexible, super controllable, drop and wave eatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 on a saw-like wave. Turn on unison, 3 voices, and to tune around 10 to 18%. Keep oscillator 2 off for now, or bring in a tiny bit of square if you want extra bite later. Set wave eatable to poly, around 6 to 8 voices so chords feel thick but not smeary. Then play a chord. Classic dark mood, F minor. So F, ab, C. Or if you want that nastier dark chord tension, try a Phrygian-ish vibe, F, G, B, C. That semitone rub is instant menace. Option B is sample-based, which is great if you want that authentic rave edge immediately. Drop a stab sample into simpler, set it to classic mode, and crop it so it starts exactly on the transient. Warp off if you want it clean and punchy, or try beats mode if you want that crunchy time warp character. Set voices to something like 6 to 10 so repeated hits can overlap naturally. Either route works. Synth is precision. Sample is attitude. Now step 2. The core trick, filter envelope motion. We're going for that WAP behavior. It opens instantly, then closes fast. That open close is what makes it feel like a drum. If you're in wavitable, turn on the filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope, LP 24. That steepness is part of the punch. Set the bass cutoff pretty low, like 200 to 600 Hz. Add some resonance, maybe 20 to 35%. Because that gives you bark and a little pew edge. If your filter has drive, add a few dB. Not to melt it, just to thicken the hit. Now assign an envelope to the cutoff. Use envelope 2, and push the filter envelope amount somewhere around plus 35 to plus 60 to start. Then shape the envelope, attack basically 0, maybe up to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Play a chord and listen. You should hear a bright snap right at the start, and then it darkens quickly. That's the stab. If you're using simpler, it's the same concept. Turn on the filter, LP 24 again. Cut off roughly 300 to 800 Hz. Resonance 15 to 30%. Then use the filter envelope. Amount plus 25 to plus 50. Attack 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay 100 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain 0. Release 30 to 70 milliseconds. Quick teacher note here. Dial that decay while the break is playing, not in solo. A really good test is this. If the brightest moment of your stab lands between snare hits, it feels like propulsion. If it peaks right on the snare, it can mask the crack and make the drums feel smaller. So nudge the filter decay until the open part sits in a pocket. Step 3. Shape the volume envelope. Because a dark core stab is basically a pitched drum, set amp attack to 0 milliseconds. Decay somewhere like 250 to 450 milliseconds depending on the vibe. Sustain very low, 0 to 15%. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. If it feels like it's turning into a pad, shorten decay and release. If it disappears in the groove, add a tiny bit of sustain or slightly longer release. And here's a sneaky trick. Note length is a second envelope. Even if sustain is near zero, longer MIDI notes can change how releases overlap and how your reverb and delay build up. Try short notes for the main groove, and slightly longer notes for fills. Same sound, different urgency. Step 4. Grit and presence. This is where it becomes a weapon. After the instrument, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If your CPU can handle it, EQ on. This gives you density and makes the stab feel forward. Then EQ 8. I pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 200 HZ, sometimes even higher, depending on how busy your base is. The sub should own the true low end. The stab should suggest wait in the low mids, not compete down low. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 HZ with a wide bell. For attack, a small boost around 1.5 to 3.5 KHZ can help it speak. If it's dull, a gentle shelf up at 8 to 10 KHZ can add air, but be careful. Darkcore stabs feel menacing because they do not stay open. Sass ceiling for brightness. Don't just crank cut off higher and higher. If you need more audibility, solve it with upper mid shaping and controlled dirt, not just brighter filtering. Now add amp. Yes, the stock amp. Try blues or rock. Keep gain low to moderate. You want edge, not a fizzy blanket. Optional, redux for jungle crunch. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit reduction 0 to 2. Go subtle. It gets harsh fast. Step 5. Width, but keep the low end tight. Drop a utility on the stab track. If your live version has bass mono, enable it. If not, do it manually. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode and roll off side information below around 150 to 250 HZ. If you want stereo character, add chorus ensemble lightly. Amount like 10 to 25%. Rate low. Width moderate. Put it before heavy distortion if you want it gnarlier and more unstable, or after, if you want it cleaner and more produced. Club rule. Mono-compatible low mids hit harder, so we can go wide, but we don't let the low stuff smear. Step 6. Dark space without washing the groove. Stabs love reverb, but drum and bass hates messy tails, so we do time effects on returns, not directly on the track. Create return A. Short verb. Use reverb. Small or medium size. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the stab stays punchy. High cut around 6 to 9 KHZ. Low cut 200 to 400 HZ so the reverb isn't booming. Create return B. Dub delay. Use echo. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter the echo. Cut lows below about 250 HZ and highs above 7 to 10 KHZ. Add subtle modulation if you want motion. Now send the stab track into these gently. Reverb send may be around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Echo send around minus 20 to minus 12 dB. Small moves. Because the stab is already percussive, the space should feel like atmosphere behind it, not a cloud on top. Then sidechain those returns. This is the secret sauce that keeps jungle space breathing. Put a compressor on each return. Turn on sidechain, and feed it from your drums bus, or even just kick and snare. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Now the reverb and delay duck when the drums hit, and swell back in the gaps. That's how you get dark space that still rolls. Step 7. Make it stab rhythmically. This is where the track happens. At 174 BPM, think in 16 THS and write patterns that respond to the break. Classic move. Offbeats. Place hits on the end after your main kick or snare moments. Then add push-pull with ghost stabs, like a second quieter hit a 16th before or after the main hit. Here's a one-bar placement idea to try. Stabs on one end, 2A, 3 and, 4E. Then on bar 2, vary it with a little fill, like 2 and, 3A, 4N. Don't worry about memorizing that. The concept is, offbeats for roll, small shifts for tension, and a fill at the phrase end. And remember that earlier coach note, let the envelope talk with the drums. If the snare is the star, don't let your stab peak exactly on top of it. Either move the MIDI, or adjust filter decay so the bright snap lives between drum transients. Step 8. Macros. Because you're not just sound designing, you're building a performance instrument. Group your instrument plus effects into an instrument rack. Make macros like this. Macro 1. Bite. Map it to filter envelope amount. More bite means the filter opens harder and the stab feels more aggressive. Macro 2. Darkness. Map it to the bass filter cutoff. This is your overall mood control. Macro 3. Rezo. Filter resonance for how laserish it gets. Macro 4. Length. Map to amp decay or release, so you can go from tight choke hits to more spoken stabs. Macro 5. Grit. Map to saturator drive and baby amp gain. Macro 6. Width. Map to chorus amount or utility width. Macro 7. Space. Map to the reverb send. Macro 8. Dub. Map to the echo send. Now you can automate like an arranger. Intro. Darker, a little longer, more space. Drop. Tighter, more bite, less tail. Breakdown. Wider and dubby. A couple advanced variations if you want to level this up. 1. Velocity split stabs. Duplicate your chain inside the rack. Make chain 1 for soft hits. Darker cutoff. Longer decay. Less distortion. Chain 2 for hard hits. More envelope amount. Tighter amp. More drive. Use the velocity zone editor so playing horror switches to the aggressive chain. That gives you phrase dynamics without drawing automation everywhere. 2. Reverse bite pre-stab. Make a second layer that fades in, like a volume attack of 20 to 40 milliseconds or a slower filter attack. Place it 1/16th before the main stab. Very quiet. It reads like a suction into the hit. If it's too loud, it's cheesy, but subtle is terrifying. 3. Two-stage filtering. Let the instrument filter do the snap. Then add a second low pass after distortion, like auto filter or even EQ8. Automate that second filter slowly over 8 to 16 bars. That way you control overall brightness without changing the transient behavior that makes it stab. 4. A parallel edge bus. Put an audio effect rack after the instrument. Clean chain is mild EQ only. Edge chain is saturation and amp, then a hard high pass around 300 to 600 Hz and a presence bump. Blend the edge chain quietly, like 12 to 20 dB lower than the clean. It cuts without turning the whole sound into fizz. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If the stab has too much low end, it'll fight the sub and your mix won't get loud. High pass it, sometimes higher than you think. If your reverb tail is everywhere, your groove smears. Keep verbs short. Keep them filtered and sidechain them. If the filter envelope is too slow, it becomes a pad. Stabs need snappy decay and low sustain. If distortion turns into harsh fizz, especially around 3 to 6 kHz, tame it with EQ. A good test is low volume. If it hurts quietly, it will destroy loud. And if there's no transient, make sure amp attack is truly zero and consider a small boost in the 2 to 4 kHz area, or a touch of drum bus for transient emphasis. Just high pass before drum bus so you're enhancing bite, not adding low thump. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build one stab and wave eatable with the LP24 filter envelope snap we set up. Then create 3 2-bar MIDI clips. One sparse, one busier for pre-drop tension, one fill for the end of the phrase. Set up your short reverb and dub echo returns and sidechain them to drums. Then automate macro 1, bite, and macro 2, darkness, over 16 bars. First 8 bars, darker, less bite. Second 8, more bite, slightly brighter. This audio version is shortened for playback.